Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, Dirty Dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. Coming up in 15 minutes from now, Joey Logano's going to join us. Number 22, Ford Mustang. He'll drop on by. We'll talk some NASCAR with Joey in 15 minutes from now. Advanced analytics poll question today. If you're a bird, would you rather be hit by a fastball or curveball? Yet another bird is a victim to a Diamondbacks pitcher. 22 years ago, it was Randy Johnson. Yesterday, it was a Diamondbacks pitcher warming up in the outfield and, unfortunately, clocking a bird with a curveball. We'll do advanced analytics later on in the hour, plus your epic fail. Last night, game one was all Celtics in the first half, and then the Heat happened in the third quarter, and then in the fourth, Jimmy Butler happened, and the Heat got a road victory in game number one. And let's just be real. If you ignored the numbers on the side of the team names, the 2 and the 8, if you just ignored that, if you had woke it up yesterday out of a year-long coma and saw Celtics and Heat Eastern Conference Finals, there's no way you would have thought the Heat don't stand a chance. The Heat and Celtics know one another. This is largely the same team the Heat had as last year. Last season, they went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Last year, these two teams played in the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7. Last year, also, the Heat were the one seed in the Eastern Conference. The Heat have the significant coaching advantage. If you were in a coma for the last year, then woke up to watch last night, you would have known the Heat head coach. You would have no idea who the Celtics head coach was. So I just think everybody got too enamored with the seeding of the Celtics. And let's be real. The Celtics surviving the Sixers is not that impressive. It's really not. When you look at how the Eastern Conference playoffs have gone, the most impressive series win so far is Heat over the Bucks. The Bucks know how to win. The Bucks were the one seed. The Bucks had Giannis for most of that five-game series. He was lost for one game. Maybe he was less than 100%, but he was on the floor for all of the losses. The most impressive win so far of the Eastern Conference postseason has been Heat over Bucks. And the Celtics surviving against a Sixers team that was completely deflated after the fourth quarter of Game 6, and of course always does this, was like, this is what you should do, Celtics. What you shouldn't do is have waited until the fourth quarter of Game 6 to arrive against the Sixers. So I look at Joe Mazzulla versus Eric Spoelstra and go, well, that's a significant advantage. Also, familiarity always evens the playing field. It's why division games of the NFL are never the same as non-division games in terms of blowouts and lines. If you pay attention to how Vegas usually places a line to the NFL, no matter what the records are, division foes are a much smaller line because they know each other so well. And then you add on to it that it's probable most times on the floor the best player is going to be Jimmy Butler. And you know what happens in the NBA? Most times the best player wins the game. Not all the time, but most of the time. So these are just not two franchises that are that distant, despite what the seeding looks like. And I was actually on my FanDuel app yesterday before the game, and I was kind of looking at some of the lines, and I said, 8.5. 8.5. Now, I didn't take the Heat plus 8.5, but I took the Heat in the series. Because I really think, and I thought before last night, Miami had a great shot at winning this series for all the reason I just mentioned. And that it just was so disrespectful to consider the Heat that different. And I mentioned that all of the analysts that I saw pick this series, not one picked Miami. Not one. Now, last year, we get to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And Jimmy Butler takes a three that comes up just short. And he said after the game last year, we'll see him again. Now, on the type of role he is on, you don't think that this series is personal for Jimmy Butler? He's, of course, trying to win a championship. And he's an elite postseason player. But this matchup in this spot in the playoffs has become personal for him. He feels like he let his team down in this spot last year, even though he did everything. This is going to be a headache for the Celtics, a real headache. And my question is, do they have the guts to get through it? Do they have the guts? Beating the Sixers tells us nothing about whether you got guts. Nothing. I'm sorry. You know, Jason Tatum's a great player. But 51 points in Game 7 makes it feel like he was effervescent in a clutch spot. It was a blowout. The Sixers didn't show up after halftime. You know, a lot of those points came when it didn't matter. A lot of those points, it would be like Mraz booing Giancarlo Stanton because he had another home run when the Yankees were up 7-1. It's like, okay, you drove in six runs. Well, the Yankees won 13-2. A lot of those points for Tatum were like, oh, pouring it on when the game was out of hand. Now, he was great fourth quarter game six, and that's where the entire series changed. But let's see Jason Tatum flip the script in this series with a much more disciplined Heat team, with a much better coach than Doc was, with a much better player in crunch time in Jimmy Butler than the Sixers have, and what happened to Tatum when it mattered last night? Turtle! I mean, you know, Jason Tatum reverted back to Turtle Jason Tatum, Jason Turtle. So, I just, this is going to be such a headache for the Celtics, and I would agree with any analyst that says they've got more talent top to bottom. If you just took roster A versus roster B, yeah, 1 through 7, 1 through 8 is going to be deeper for the Celtics than the Heat. But that may not matter if Jimmy Butler is significantly better than Jason Tatum and Eric Spoelstra is significantly better than Joe Mazzulla. Might not matter. The Celtics got a healthy dose of reality that this is not the Sixers. This is not the Sixers. And, you know, if the Heat can beat the Bucks in 5, you think they're scared of the Celtics? Hell no. They wouldn't be scared anyway, but this is not something to be daunting or feared by the Heat, especially the way that Jimmy Butler is leading the team. It is no fear. I got this. Follow me. We're winning. And I thought it was interesting after the game last night, I think it was Ali LaForce who asked Jimmy Butler, you know, how do you feel after getting a game one win on the road? Do you feel like you got the job done or something like that? And he's like, well, there's another win to get. I mean, they're not thinking about like splitting the road first two so they can go back home 1-1 like they did their job. Jimmy wants both in Boston. So now you got a cutthroat team that's not going to give you any room to breathe. We'll see how the Celtics respond. But I trust that the Heat guts more than I trust the Celtics guts right now in these types of spots. When we come back on the show, we'll talk some NASCAR. Joey Logano is going to join us. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Our next guest is getting ready for NASCAR's All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro Speedway coming up on Sunday. This is amazing. One of NASCAR's historic tracks is seeing a revival. The first time it's being a host since the 90s. Joining us here ahead of that is the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske, Joey Logano. Joey, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Not much, man. So the first time since 96 that we get a race here, you were 6 years old in 96. Tell me about six-year-old Joey Logano's life in 1996.
I was sleeping in a race car bed, messing around with Hot Wheels, and tearing up the yard in a go-kart. A lot has changed since they've raced here in North Wilkesboro, but I tell you what, we're excited as a sport. I think the fans, the crew members, the drivers, everybody is very excited to get back up there, get racing again at North Wilkesboro. What a great idea that Marcus Smith and SMI had, and we'll get up there and race for $1 million this weekend.
Yeah, it feels like the entire sport has been energized by this decision getting ready for this weekend. Why do you think that it really connects with so many drivers and fans to race there this weekend?
I think it's obviously a very historic racetrack. A lot of great legends have raced there in the past. You know, the nostalgia of that is neat. And I think they did a cool job at renovating only what they needed to, right? Like keeping the throwback vibe that it's, you know, kind of a thing right now, right? Everyone wears the old school NASCAR t-shirts right now, right? That's like a fashion statement. Well, the racetrack is that way too right now, right? Where they've repainted some of it. They have made the grandstand safe. They have added bathrooms and did all the things they need to for modern day creature comfort, but also keeping that nostalgic look. And I think that's what's making everyone so excited.
It's going to feel a bit like a time hop. I mean, for you, never having raced there, obviously, and it feeling like part of generations past, it's going to feel like going into a time capsule, my guess is.
I'm telling you, it definitely is. I went up there a couple of years back to shoot a commercial, and I walked into the Infield Care Center, which is like a little hospital inside the racetrack where if something was happening on the race, you know, as a driver or whatever, they bring you in there before they ship you out to the hospital. I walked in there, and it was just what you said, a time capsule. There were stretchers in there still. It's like they just closed the doors and left. They left everything there. You go through, I walked through the concession stands, and it's like they just left. It's like a ghost town. It's just weird. Kind of eerie feeling, too. So I'm hoping they got new stretchers at least. I don't want to see them either way, but I'm hoping they got some new stuff from that department.
Joey Logano joins us ahead of the North Wilkesboro All-Star Race coming up this weekend. Now, I thought it was so cool. NASCAR announces its 75th anniversary, Greatest Drivers, and it's your parents, Tom and Debbie, who hop on a Zoom call with you, and they announce it to you that you are a part of this historic team. You were taken aback when you heard that it was your parents on the line. Did you know that something was up?
Well, I knew something was up at that point. We do a radio show weekly on NASCAR radio, and I was on there when Tom and Deb from Connecticut call in. I'm like, oh, no, that's our parents. You know? And it's like anyone else, you start to get a little nervous, right? And what's going to happen there? And then obviously a really cool surprise and a great honor to be on that list, right? And you think of when we were down in Darlington last weekend, they had, you know, a great celebration with all the, you know, or a lot of the 75 drivers on that list, and at least the ones that could be there. And it's just cool standing up there with them and being part of that, you know, exclusive group. I was, for me, going back to 1996, right, when I was playing with Hot Wheels cars like we were talking about, to standing up there with the legends and guys that race at North Wilkesboro, it's just really surreal and super cool. You know, it's just, there's no, it's hard to put into words, but definitely really neat for me.
Yeah, I feel like I know what you're talking about. When I get to interview athletes that I adored growing up, it's quite an out-of-body experience. It's like, wow, these are guys that were kind of larger than life to me. It must have felt that way to you because, I mean, even though you've been in the game for a long time, you're 32 years old, you're still relatively young in terms of, you know, your success in the sport and how much success you've already had. It must have been quite mind-blowing to be named alongside the legends that you grew up watching.
Absolutely. You know, and you're sitting up there and they're calling everybody's name and, you know, how many wins they got and championships and, you know, yada, yada, whatever they've accomplished from a stat standpoint as they're calling them up onto stage. And, you know, you hear your stats, I'm like, wow, actually, I fit in. I wasn't really sure if I do because I look at these guys as like my heroes from when I was a kid, and I never felt like I could even stack up to them. But just a really neat, kind of like you said, kind of an out-of-body experience when you're sitting up there and you're like, Sterling Marlin, like, that's pretty cool, you know? And you're sitting up there, like, some of them I race against, obviously, and still do, but the others where I remember just growing up next to them or watching them, that was just a cool experience.
So this weekend's the All-Star Race, but coming up a week from today, you've got the first annual Joey Logano's Concert for Charity. It's going to be at Coyote Joe's in Charlotte coming up Thursday, May 25th. You've got a great list of country artists. I mean, an all-star lineup of country artists. And this is going to be a mission to support children and young adults in times of crisis through various foster care systems in the greater Charlotte area. Tell me about the foundation and tell me about the lineup here that you're going to do with the Concert for Charity.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Joey Logano Foundation, we started up quite some time back and have been able to impact a lot of kids that honestly just haven't been born into the best situation, right? There's no other way to clarify that more, right? Not all of us are born into great situations. I was lucky enough to have great parents, but not everybody has that. And these kids just need some love. Right? They need someone to give them a hug. They need someone to guide them. And we work with a lot of great organizations in the Charlotte region that help give these kids that, right? And also help these foster families and parents to give them the tools and resources they need to help these kids become a contributing member of society, right? Help them break the cycle. And that's hard to do. And it takes time and it takes commitment. And it's some great people we work with. So over the years, we've donated over $5 million to these organizations to try to make a great impact, and we're going to continue doing that again, and we're going to try to make some money through the country music concert down at Coyote Joe's. We got Lee Bryce there, Randy Houser, Mitchell Tenpenny, and some others, so it's going to be a great night. We got a lot of people coming already, so we're super excited about that event. And hopefully making that an annual thing.
That is awesome. That's a week from tonight, and that is at Coyote Joe's in Charlotte. It is the Concert for Charity from Joey Logano's Foundation. You got your first win of the season at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and so tell me about how you feel like the season's going so far.
It's a up and down. We've been very inconsistent. A lot of things that we actually can't control, which makes it a little bit better. I feel like our execution of the races, especially last month, has been really, really good. We've been kind of hit by a couple different things every now and again that we have to try to maneuver around and understand what that is. But I feel like for the most part, our team's still in good shape. We're not where we want to be in points by no means, but having that win in Atlanta helps us. We're in the playoffs. It allows us to be aggressive on a strategy standpoint and then also make sure we're ready for when the playoffs come around. That's when the pay window really opens up, so we'll keep continuing to be good there.
Joey Logano joining us this morning here on the show. The 2023 All-Star Race coming up this weekend, Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern time at North Wilkesboro Speedway. First time we got that since 1996. Can't wait to see how it looks and drives and all the events around it. Should be awesome. Joey, thanks for the time this morning, man. Congratulations on the 75th greatest drivers, and good luck this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Joey Logano joining us this morning on the show. Excellent stuff from Joey. That is very cool. I love that description of the Speedway just being like in 96, they closed the doors and left it all and just nobody was in there. Ghost town. They just closed the doors and everybody evacuated. Same stretchers that are in there since the 90s. That's really cool. You know me and throwback stuff. Nostalgia. I'm all about it. So I think that is a very cool thing for NASCAR this weekend. We have the travel guide to the Bob's Bar show up and running now. And so you can check that out on Twitter, at DA on CBS. We've tweeted that out. Also on Instagram, at Damon Amendo. And it's on Facebook, I believe. Cap put it there at the Facebook page for the DA show. And my website, DamonAmendolara.com. So all of the questions you need answering available right now for your Bob's Bar travel guide, which is going to come up on Friday, June the 16th. I was texting with Zach. Gelb, going to try to get the night off, I think, Friday night, so that he can come park cars and then, you know, be able to hang out with us for the day.
Wow, not a hard hat guy. Won't work it.
Well, he's going to work our event, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Parking cars.
He's parking Dana Mechanicsburg's Fiat.
But no more. That's it. Parking's the only work for the day for him. That means we get peanut butter hickey in at night, probably.
Maybe peanut butter hickey?
Yeah. PB and... takes.
PB and takes.
First bite. Tasted like those. I don't know the name of it.
And from what I gather from what Pete told me off air yesterday, there is a building buzz around CBS Sports Radio of begging Pete to get the day off so that they can come to the Bob's Bar show. But Pete needs bodies here at the studio, so not everybody can take off. But that everybody's clamoring, hey, can I have the day off? Can I have the day off? So, you know, we'll see. It's going to be a popular event amongst CBS Sports Radio personalities.
Well, I'm trying the crew that was back here last year. One person who's not in the company anymore, but the crew that was back here last year, I'm trying not to have them work.
I'm trying to have them. But if they worked last year, the event,
right.
They should be able to come out.
Trying to do that as we spread this out over a couple of years, or a few more years ahead. So whoever's working this year, I would like them to not work the show if they wanted to come out next year.
Yeah, that's a fair way to do it.
I like that's the way the NFL should approach scheduling teams on Christmas Day, alternate them.
Right, or internationally.
Right, exactly.
Now, we know we'll do the oil boil event. Who's ever coming from the farthest away gets to oil up Pat Boyle's shirtless torso. Do we have confirmation on Marie in Denver?
No. I don't think we have confirmation on anybody exactly.
Okay. So it could just be us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming Tommy Topspin, you know, he's coming from Connecticut. Throw the donuts in the car and get down there, please. Don't embarrass yourself.
There's a couple of Mechanicsburg fans that are going to come in. That's not a terrible drive. Dan did it last year. That's about a three-hour drive, and we've got multiple people in Mechanicsburg coming.
Right. And as they turn around and go back home, they go, Mechanicsburg, dead ahead.
Oh, God.
It's not funny.
Oh. Oh. That was really
bad. It's not funny.
Oh.
I can't even believe your brain allowed you to come up with that.
It's not funny.
Why'd you even try that?
They came out with 3D images of the Titanic. I've been in a Titanic deep dive lately.
That was despicable.
Again, if you have to explain it, it's not funny.
Well, we're going to have some listeners here, and it's going to be a nice event. And now we definitely have confirmed we have Foxy on the bagpipes, and he's confirmed, right? And he's going to play Auld Lang Syne.
Hey, you got it!
Which is the New Year's Eve theme song.
This is not it.
This is not it.
No.
He's confirmed. Is Bayou Bear confirmed?
I think so. I think so.
Well, and I think is not a confirmation.
I should probably text him.
How about Upside Down Mike?
I haven't talked to him, ironically, in like a couple months.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just been busy, I guess.
He has gone quiet. I haven't seen tweets, gotten a DM from Upside Down Mike. Should we do a wellness check?
It needs to be a jolt of energy. I got to be honest with you. A lot of the locals here, we need to round them back up together here.
Well, what?
It can't be Tommy Topspin and Neil staring at you ready to punch you and that's it.
Yeah, Knockout Neil. If I'm staring at Knockout Neil with like a fruit punch in my hand, it's going to be bad. Just be like, this is awkward. What about any of the neighbors that come by Bob's Bar?
Oh, they'll be. The neighbors, because if we weren't doing a show, they'd probably be there having eggs and stuff in the morning. So they will be there. I think my dermatologist, again, is going to go in later, take
your
off.
Your gym teacher? Sangarella?
It's Langella. I have a little respect. The guy's a star.
Mr. Langella?
There seems to be a little bit of an argument right now between me and Langella.
Oh, no.
They want me to appear at Career Day again. And I
school
wasn't.
School wants you to appear at Career Day.
I wasn't so hot on using another day off in June with it. And there was a lot of bumping heads. And then I think I got a don't expect the Eagle costume if you can't make it. So I got to make nice with the high school again.
They can't find anybody else for Career Day.
Well, have you seen the alumni list?
Yeah, and unfortunately, yes. Sean has a career that's worth not directly imitating, but
I'm
so
a
you
voice
can make
for
it.
The voiceless, the people that won't take the SATs.
You want to learn how to retire, have Sean a career day.
Okay, but we're going to have your family's going to be there. Your sisters are going to be there. They were great last year as bar staff, bar backs.
We currently assume they'll be there, yes.
Okay. If not, you got two daughters.
So,
yeah.
So right now... The RSVP list and confirmation list is kind of light. I did the travel guide. I did the FAQ. I'd like you to do the rounding up of the staff and the guests.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to. I mean, they'll be. Look, once buzz catches on, it's been a late start to summer here. You're right. I need to get in gear here a little bit.
Have you reached out to Badlands?
I'm going to do that right now.
Nope.
Okay. So,
oh, my Lord.
We need you. You know, we can book the Mike Vorkunoffs at any point in time, okay? What we need from you,
he'll be
Mraz,
on Tuesday, by the way.
I honestly...
He apologizes for yesterday.
We can go weeks without a guest here and be just fine. What we need from you... What we need from you is the roundup of the characters for Bob's Bar now 1 month away.
This should be up his alley, too.
I got the Badlands text firing off right now.
This is all his people. This is just call somebody or walk over to our house.
Wait a minute. When I ask people, what date are we doing this?
Friday, June 16th.
I know it's the
Friday. This year?
I don't know if it was 16, 17, or 18. Yeah.
June 16th.
Crunching and munching.
And if he says, I just got booked on Tuesday, I'm going to kill you. Because we had this plan 2 months in advance.
I'll give you the weapons.
If he says that, I'm just going to lie to you and say he said something else.
What Bravo celebrity are we not paying?
We're not.
To come?
No, I'm not doing that again. No. I'm not having you guys play a 3 month.
Are we
prank.
Doing Jay Michael again playing live music?
It's Jay House. You know, if I don't know the date, can you at least know the local artists?
That text going out later.
GPG chat would have got that right.
Jay House, he was great last year.
Yeah. I got a manager from a local restaurant. He might come over and hand out some flyers and bring a band with him.
Oh, I like that guy. I met that guy.
Danny. Yeah, Danny might come by. And I was told a couple of my current block mates, neighbors, are going to take off. I forgot about them. And right. They were going to come over.
And is Drunk Dave coming over?
I mean, again, he's Dancing Dave. The drunk happens afterwards. I will get Dave there.
We need Dancing Dave.
Yeah. And at one point, Jack Cohn, Long Island legend.
He's in camp with the Jets right now.
on June 16th?
You never know with these guys. They can be flaky. Just let me handle the business.
You haven't handled it yet.
We let you handle it, and what happened?
First of all, I think the idea of the clicking sound of the gate being open in my parents' backyard might qualify for enough work.
What does that mean?
I'm bringing people in, booking the venue? Yeah. I gave you a venue.
That's what qualifies now as your work for this event?
Well, I don't see any other producer in North America allowing people from Mechanicsburg to come into their parents' backyard.
Hey, Mom, can we come over?
But hold on. I'm almost done texting Badlands. We're going to get him there. Come on! Contact with. I was talking to one of the guys from Good Charlotte. I didn't know if they'd be able to come.
Good Charlotte.
Any of them said yes is a question.
Is it Good or Charlotte? Who's available?
Bad Charlotte's available, actually.
Trust Good, Uncle Shawnee. There'll be a show.
Good Charlotte? You talked to somebody from Good Charlotte?
I didn't, but I wanted to see your reaction by pointing out a random band.
Did this just become Lollapalooza? What's happening?
Woodstock 23? What was Good Charlotte's song?
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay,
No,
Annie?
That's Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun, called the wrong guy.
Dun-dun-dun, no, Alien Ant Farm.
No.
No, I got it. Lifestyles, the rich and the famous.
Oh, I was thinking of Sum 41.
Yeah, you're Sum 41. Wrong band.
Okay, so maybe we could get Good Charlotte there.
What about the Ducks? What about the mascot?
We need the Long Island Duck.
Ducky's on the road. They're on the pond.
Oh. He travels?
He doesn't travel.
Quacker Jack doesn't travel.
There's no way he travels.
Can't afford that.
Guys,
come on.
Newsflash, we're still waiting for Quacker Jack to show up from last year's Bob Barney's point.
Quacker Jack travels. Where's he going? Altoona?
Ask Wilkins. Maybe we'll get Sparky, the Islanders mascot, to come on down, right? Yeah. He can wave to the crowd.
If you call them.
That's where Schwartz should come in handy. You know what?
That's true.
Schwartz, you want us to stop making delete tweets? Bring Sparky.
That's right. Bring something.
Right. Don't have him do anything.
Bring something. Bring some of the boxes of donuts I'm sure you still have left because you took 70 home last year back.
Speaking of that, is Entenmann's coming back to the party?
I didn't contact them yet either.
Oh, you're not doing anything.
It's been a lot going on.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
He's got low T problems.
Yeah, remember? I had the colonoscopy. I got my testosterone.
A month ago.
The dumper doctor was back in March.
Well, that was when I was going to book a lot of things. I didn't know. There were polyps going on.
There's still 2 months after that.
Now I'm okay. I'm back.
You didn't want to book things for a show you might not be at?
Yeah, I'd be a hobo. I'm dead. You guys,
they're not getting good show without me.
Mraz ain't here. Here's Quacker Jack.
Talk about spending the money before you get it.
Look, whatever you do, don't make me book this show.
I'm not making you book that. You guys are enough. We're a month out. Let Shawnee in. I've had email flyers out there.
Maybe we should have Pat Boyle book it.
Mm. Oh, you love him so much, maybe you should.
Imagine if there's an alternate Boyle party, two houses down, and it was better.
Screw you, book the show. I've been in touch making sure Katie Lindendahl's going to be there. I have booked the show. It's just Booker, all right? And honestly, I could knock on his door today and put him in my car.
I have an idea. Maybe Sean should work.
Kidnap him like Celtic Pride.
I mean, that's the other part of this. I'm pretty confident Badlands avail. Unless that's like the hard-boiled egg-eating contest in Minnesota, he should be there. And if it was, then it wasn't meant to be, and he wasn't going to be at the show anyway.
From the producers of Celtic Pride comes Cholesterol Pride.
Oh, and you were even out when I announced this. We have somebody there singing the national anthem that's already booked a flight that might have to sleep in my guest room.
And who is that, Sassy McGee?
A person flying in from Minnesota.
Is that
confirmed? The flight is booked, confirmed.
That's confirmed?
Yeah, and I think my couch is getting rented out for the weekend.
Oh, no.
But when you say your couch, does that mean your parents' couch?
No, I mean my house.
Does Danielle know that?
No.
Yeah, I got to spend a whole weekend with somebody to please you for a national anthem.
I think because he or she's
not. So don't tell me I didn't book anything or I'm not doing any work.
That person has to wear a mask.
Could you imagine my chip pantry?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Said person can't go back to his or her house while they're here?
They don't have a house. I think they're estranged from their mother as well.
Gambling debts, I presume.
Your whole house is going to turn into a kitchen.
Well, I didn't know that. I do take a lot of what I said back. If that is true, that's an event.
Yeah.
That's an event.
A big event. It might be the Masked Singer, but nonetheless, there will be a national anthem. There will be Auld Lang Syne sung over the bagpipes.
Friday, June 16th, the Bob's Bar Show. Friday of Father's Day weekend. Where would you rather be?
Matter of fact, like a dueling pianos, we might have a karaoke tit for tat Katie Linendahl versus this person flying in from Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
If Katie makes this, she is epic.
It might be like Say What Karaoke on spring break.
Wow. Well, okay. Oof, this is going to be big. Bogish has our headlines.
The Boston Celtics won the first, second, and fourth quarters of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, but the Heat won the third, 45-26, and that was the difference. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla wishing his team didn't take its foot off the gas.
I think it just goes back to, like, who can stay the more competitive, physical, detailed team the longest. And so we do it for long stretches. And, you know, we just have lulls at times, and we got to be better at not having those.
The Celtics are somehow just 4-4 at home in these playoffs, while Miami's now 3-3 on the road in Game 1. Jimmy Butler, 35 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, and 6 steals in this 123-116 win in Boston. The quartet of Vincent, Strus, Martin, and Lowry each scored 15 for the Heat. The Nuggets protected home court to start the West finale, Game 2 with the Lakers in Denver at 6:30 local time. I guess this is what happens when the Yankees don't steal signs or have sticky hands.
The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep left field. That's a way to win it right there. Deliver a 3-run homer. Danny Jansen with his second game winner of the season. An absolute no doubter.
A 3-run homer, bottom 10 for Danny Jansen for a 3-0 win on Jays Radio. The Orioles got a 3-1 win over the Angels. The Red Sox down the Mariners 9-4. And the Rays blew 2-0, 5-2, and 7-5 leads, losing at the Mets 8-7 in 10. Pete Alonso, a game-ending 3-run homer. The PGA Championship started about 50 minutes ago, nearly 2 hours behind schedule, because of frost in a chilly Rochester, New York. Trust me when I tell you.
Not a great idea to put the event in Rochester in May.
Well,
it's always dicey still this early in the summer.
It's in mid-May? It's still dicey?
I mean, it was 37 degrees overnight there. That I think that might be a little abnormal.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been a little colder here, too, in New York City, and we're 5 hours south of Rochester, and Rochester's on the lake. And I can tell you this, I mean, not that it's normal, but on Mother's Day of 96 with Syracuse's graduation, that was before I got there, but the legend was that it snowed that day on Mother's Day. So I'm just saying that when you get into the snow belt of Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, it's dicey even at this point in the year.
I just still think playing golf isn't preferable to playing 50 to 60 degree weather than 80 and 90 degree weather.
Oh, yeah. The problem is that you can't go on the course. It wasn't it was too cold this morning. It was that the course wasn't
habitable. I saw Michael Collins on ESPN, and he's dressed like it's the Yukon. I mean, it's not that cold.
People, relax.
They get a St. Bernard next to him with some medicine around us.
You're so funny.
Rafael Nadal makes a major announcement at the top of the hour. The assumption is he'll remain off tour through the French Open, at least because of his current injury. Nick Kyrgios definitely is out of Paris. He has a foot injury suffered earlier this month when his car was stolen. The incident included his mother being held up at gunpoint.
Wow.
And let me follow up on the possibility of the Coyotes leaving Arizona because their latest stadium plan was voted down by Tempe residents earlier this week. Patrick Mahomes tweeting his support of Kansas City and the team yesterday. And a woman named Michaela Perkins, who's the social media director of Phoenix Sports, responded by telling Mahomes he should focus on keeping his brother out of jail instead of stealing the Coyotes.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Did that come from Big Baby in the landfill? I hope that wasn't our staff's take.
No, this is Phoenix Sports, like an organization or like a website about Phoenix Sports. Is that directly connected to a team or a media outlet, its own thing?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what type of organization that silliness is, but Patrick Mahomes is above reproach in how he handles himself off the field, what he does on the field, and he is not responsible for a jackass brother.
No, nor is that his brother's legal problems on par with the Coyotes playing in a 5,000-seat right. college arena. Yeah, like, right. it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. He can do both things, by the way, as well.
Yeah.
Protect his brother, straighten his brother out, and petition for hockey in Kansas City.
Yeah, his brother's quite the disaster.
Yeah.
But, I mean, imagine being responsible for your sibling's disasters.
No.
That's a bridge too far. Maybe you say the parents might have some responsibility if their kids are a disaster. If your brother or sister's a disaster, that is not your fault.
I just also don't like the idea of focus on this, not this. Like, how about a distraction? How about my brother's arrested? This would be a nice distraction during non-football season. I'd love to get hockey to Kansas City.
Yeah, and he probably would or will.
Yes.
He probably will succeed at this. Okay, thanks, Bogues. So when we come back here on the show, advanced analytics and an epic fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
Another Diamondbacks pitcher, 22 years after Randy Johnson, threw a ball and it hit a bird. Now, Randy threw a fastball 22 years ago. This one was a curveball. If you were a bird flying through a baseball stadium, which pitch would you rather be hit by, fastball or a curveball? 66% of you say a curveball. Now, data teaches us that a bird can perceive pain similar to mammals in major league. So bird's not a mammal? That's a different species? That's a different thing? That's a different sector of animal, of the animal kingdom?
I'm guessing, because that's how it was written. It was that
factoid. They're warm-blooded and they have fur.
They are avians.
Avians are not mammals.
Yeah, birds are not mammals. Rather, they are avians.
Oh, right, because they lay eggs. That makes sense. Okay. A bird can perceive pain similar to mammals. In baseball, if a pitched ball strikes a bird or animal in flight in the playing field, I guess like a flying squirrel, the pitch is nullified. If a batted or thrown ball strikes an animal in the playing field, the ball is in play.
Wow.
Wow, so if you hit a ball and it hits an animal, the ball is still in play.
Imagine getting a single, breaking up a no-hitter because a ball hit a squirrel.
Wow.
It's like Major League 2 when the ball hit the bird and Serrano went to the outfield to try to save it.
Reed Johnson was hit by a pitch 3 times in 3 games in his career, which is a Major League record. And how about this? In those 3 games, April 16th, 05, April 7th, 06, April 29th, 06. In one calendar year, well, a little bit more, but April 16th or April 29th, 05 to 06, Reed Johnson had 3 hit-by-pitches in the only 3 games he played. Is that right?
Three games. And in those 3 games, he got hit by the pitch 3 times.
Oh, he was hit by... Oh, I see.
It was a little confusing when the analytics team read it.
I see. So this guy has 3 games where he was hit by a pitch 3 times in each game.
Wow.
That's an ouchie. Let's get to your epic fail, Mraz, defending Aaron Judge.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Boone didn't say that that's what Judge was doing. He just said the Blue Jays pitcher was tipping pitches. Again, I gave you a perfect answer. Why was only Judge staring over? And guess what I got out of this crowd? Zippo number 1, Zippo number 2, and click, no. Zippo number 3.
It's so dumb. Like, dumb.
Maybe Judge was the only one doing it, obviously. Maybe Judge was the only one that could hide.
So the league MVP is somehow the only one that's not able to hide the stare. The guy who actually doesn't need the tipping of the pitcher.
Okay, so then what's your theory for how the Yankees utilized the tipping of the pitches?
I'm assuming both the first base and third base coach are, you know, hand down the leg, something like that. I think it's no different than glancing over your coaches when they're giving you other signs that you're allowed to look over for what to do at bat. So I think it's pretty... All right, I'm going to go with two words here. You guys tell me which one is right.
He's going to bow out!
Inconspicuous.
Choose your own adventure.
Or innocuous.
Innocuous.
Yeah.
Innocuous?
CBS.
Innocuous.
Yeah, like kind of like you wouldn't even tell when you're watching the game that he's looking over. That is my answer for that. I think that you wouldn't be like, staring over that hard. What is that? Is that fastball coming?
Oh, my.
You wouldn't be doing that for like 10 straight minutes. He's clearly staring at the dugout. And to say he's lying is ridiculous.
No, you wouldn't.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
That was something else. Mariana tweets, I'm toasting the show for so thoroughly infiltrating my brain that I am now having DA show dreams. Normally, I just have nightmares about college. Hashtag Booskies. We're proud to be of service. Dixie Landan says, anytime Pete the Body wants to show his genius and rat-a-tat-tat terrible bacon drops, I'm here for it. And it's always hilarious. The only thing missing is Uncle Dick watching Mraz non-conspicuously in the corner. Oh, yeah, maybe he'll show up to Bob's Bar. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer.
Not with the glaucoma.
Thanks to Pete the Body. On the Wheels of Steel at Audio Direct. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Andrew Bogush on your headlines. Be good. Be good to one another. I'm DA. We will see you tomorrow. The Mothership Disconnect.
No medium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.